Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Total Information AM with Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. It is 8:49. Last week, nearly 60% of Missouri voters approved Proposition A, a measure that would raise the state's minimum wage and guarantee sick leave for some workers. The wage will increase to $13.75 in January, then up to $15 in 2026. The paid sick leave provisions go into effect May of 2025. Already, several business advocacy groups are taking a look at challenging those new statewide rules. The group includes the Associated Industries of Missouri, the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the Missouri Grocers Association, the Restaurant Association here in Missouri, the Missouri Retailers Association, and the National Federation of Independent Business. Ray McCarty is the president and CEO of Associated Industries of Missouri and joins us now. Ray, thank you very much for doing this. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. What is your stance on the minimum wage? Let us know.
Sure. Well, it's more with the our problem is more with the paid sick leave portion of the proposal. The minimum wage, the voters have spoken on the minimum wage before and have increased the minimum wage. And while that will increase expenses and be very difficult for businesses to manage, the more difficult part of the proposal was the paid sick leave portion. And that's the part that we have the most difficulty with because it does allow lawsuits against employers and really prevent employers from controlling the use of sick leave.
How does it open them to lawsuits?
There's actually a specific section in the bill that was approved by voters that says that any individual who's been aggrieved by the failure of an employer to comply, which means being able to take the sick leave whenever you want, or claims to have suffered a retaliatory personnel action, has a specific right of action under the law, and it allows the employee to sue the employer, which is going to make it very difficult. If you think about a normal workplace, usually you have policies in place that apply to all employees that you can't use more than a certain amount of sick leave, or if you do use the sick leave, you have to provide a doctor's excuse if you use more than a certain amount or something, if it becomes a problem. We all have worked around employees that, you know, will take advantage of everything that they have available to them to not show up for work sometimes. And employers are able to control that through policies, but this prevents that because if you call in sick and your employer takes action against you for using too much sick leave, for example, then they can file a lawsuit against the employer.
If that lawsuit provision were not in it, would you still feel the same way about the sick leave? Because I think how the rest of the world started thinking about this, you know, those of us who say work full time or whatever, is that especially during the pandemic when people were sick, if they were just hourly and didn't have paid sick leave, they'd just go into work because they had to. And then that's not necessarily healthy for everyone else that they're dealing with.
Right. You know, you bring up a good point. COVID actually is a great example of why this is a problem. The proposal also prevents an employer from asking an employee why they're calling in sick. So you can't ask details about why someone is calling in sick if they and, you know, under COVID, we had to ask those questions in order to protect fellow employees and customers. But that is the most problematic part of it. You know, I'm not.
Well, we've lost our phone connection with Ray. Ray, still there? Ray McCarty, we lost our phone connection with you, but we're back, the president and CEO of Associated Industries of Missouri. So I mentioned earlier that many of these groups are taking a look at challenging these new statewide rules about minimum wage and guaranteed sick leave. Tell us your vision here. How do you go about doing that?
So there are provisions in the Missouri Constitution that govern what can be contained in an initiative petition. And one of those requirements is that each question deal with a single subject, which must be clearly stated in the title. And this actually had two subjects. You know, everyone who looked at this knew it was minimum wage and paid sick leave. And there was no way to prove one without approving the other, which is why we have that constitutional requirement that you only have single questions on the ballot. So that's, you know, the main point that we'll be looking at. And we are examining that now to see if we have the ability to challenge that. But that would be our assertion, is that voters were only presented with two questions and you had to take both of them or neither.
I know Amendment 3, the abortion amendment, that had been challenged beforehand under that same argument. Had you or any of the people opposed to this gone that route before the election, or is this something in hindsight you're seeing if you could get it repealed?
No, we did not bring the challenge before the election. Frankly, there was so much money coming in to promote this that it made it really an insurmountable proposition for us to try to raise money. There was, there was $5 or $6 million, I think, total by the time they got done. And 80% of that money came from outside the state of Missouri. So we decided to wait until the proposition passed to see if it would pass. And when it did, then we decided to look at our legal options. And this is one that is out there. I mean, the Constitution tries to protect, us and make sure that voters' will is carried out. And there's no way that you could approve the minimum wage hike without taking the paid sick leave portions also. The most problematic portions, I think I'm sorry I got disconnected earlier. The most problematic part of the paid sick leave part is really in the details that are contained in the law that prohibit the employer from being able to exercise control over their workforce like they do today. And, making sure that you have people showing up for work at the right time so it doesn't stress out the other employees who are not calling in sick that day, for example. And so those are the things that we are concerned about. So I think you would ask, if the lawsuit portion was not in there, would we still be opposed? We're opposed to anything that does this kind of control where it takes the control away from the employer and really just sets out exactly what you have to do. It's going to be very difficult for employers, we think, to administer this in a way that, they don't accidentally step on that tripwire and cause a lawsuit against them.
Ray McCarty, President and CEO of Associated Industries of Missouri, thank you very much, and no worries, we knew you didn't hang up on us.
Yes, sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
We appreciate the time very much.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.